What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And the Supreme Court did something I do agree with, and it has to do with a case called Mattel versus Tam, where there was this band that wanted to call themselves the Slants, and they're Asian American, and they thought this would be cool. And the U.S. Trademark Office said, no, you can't call yourself that. And the Supreme Court ruled that just because something is offensive, might offend somebody, you can't suppress it. And so they have basically overruled this federal trademark restriction that you can't register a trademark that might offend somebody, which I think would be good. I mean, I remember early in my advertising career, there was a phase the ad industry went through of deliberately being offensive to try and attract attention. So, yeah, bad words are protected free speech, except here on the radio. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Mike, I was watching the that interview yesterday on Alex Jones' show. He extended it, and you know, him and Mike Smirnovich and a couple other people were going through it. Two mistakes he's made, okay? One is he's got to stop backing away from Sandy Hoax. He's got to start going and, you know, mentioning Wolfgang Halpig. He should have Halpig back in his show again. He's got to show all of the indiscrepancies to show that, I mean, it's so obvious that this is a hoax, that nobody actually was killed, that Adam Lanza never even existed. And he's got the other thing, other mistake he made, I think, is he should have told Megyn Kelly, you know, I know you're going to, and he did know she was going to start editing the whole thing.
Yes.
So he should have said, if you want to interview me, you interview on my show live, so there's no BS, so everybody will know that, you know, everything I say and you won't be able to edit or anything else. Those were his two biggest mistakes. I don't think it's going to hurt him, really. I think he did a good thing by taping her, at least, you know, and showing her to be a liar that she is when she said she's a, but I think he could have blown her out of the water had he done it properly. I don't think she would have even taken a challenge like that as far as being on his show, but you never know.
And now, again, the version you're talking about on Alex Jones is the unedited one that he put on out there late last week. To basically get around the fact that Megyn Kelly was going to edit the interview to make him look as bad as possible, correct?
Right, but yeah, that and also the fact that he actually got her to he showed that from the time she first called him, he recorded all of that and showed that she was, you know, she said, "Oh, I'm not going to do. I just want to do a little profile on you. I'm impressed by the way you handle yourself in a custody case. I realize you're a fuck." Yeah, you know, she tried to butter him up that way. Whether he fell for that or not, I don't know, but at least he did tape it. But then again, he's got to, I made all kinds of comments on it because I saw it on my Facebook. I was watching on my Facebook. I'm getting it now. I get it in the show. And I told, you know, I kept on commenting, stop backing away from Sandy. Even Steve Buchanan, you know, the former, you know, the psychiatrist and the former CIA and military man and everything like that, who now, you know, even knows that 9/11 was false. Like, even Pachinik was telling him that Sandy Hoax is false. But he kept on going a bit, oh, I don't want to, you know, those kids, you know, they lost their kids. Nobody lost anybody. These are actors. They were there for about 2 or 3 years. They all came there about the same time. Okay. A lot of people had their mortgages paid off.
Yep.
It was, the Homeland Security had already had that thing, had signs out days before this thing even happened. It's so obvious that this is a fraud.
Yes.
And I don't know why Jones is backing away from it. He was the first one, as far as I know, to bring out that this was a... He was the first one, I think, that had Wolfgang Halpig on. And you know how Halpig got involved? Halpig is a regular guy. He's a retired teacher, and he doesn't have a whole lot of money. And you know what got him involved? he was a school security expert at the same time. People used to call him for security stuff, and he tried to give some, he tried to find out what happened and give some information how, you know, how they could prevent something like this again. And he got Lake County Sheriff's deputies, that's the county he lives in, Florida, Lake County Sheriff's deputies came to his house and threatened him because they said the cops in Connecticut. And he said that's what got the wolf started. That's what he said. And I've talked to him numerous times already on his show. He puts his phone number out for people to call. I mean, the guy is 100% legit. He is what you call a real, true American patriot, right? And he actually, you know, he didn't believe any of this false flag stuff before. Now he fully believes it. Now he understands what this stuff is about. And I wish you, I know you've had him on your show. I wish you'd have him on again because he's in the dump right now. People are backing away from him. The only one that I know is still sticking with him is John B. Wells. He's got lawsuits coming out of the yin yang. Matter of fact, really, Alex Jones, all the money he's got could actually help him through a lot of his.
Let's be very careful about how much money Alex Jones has because you know he just went through that rather horrendous divorce, and because of the circumstances leading to the divorce, you know, the courts basically ruled against him. We don't actually know what Alex Jones has to work with right now. We know he's got his studio and all the rest of that, but we don't know what his cash position is. And that may be the reason that he is backing off Sandy Hoax. He may have been threatened with a lawsuit, or one of his financial backers is saying, we're going to give you another couple of million if you will back away from Sandy Hoax. That's the problem when you start getting large amounts of money to build up your network with, is it comes with strings. And that's why you look at the small-scale operations like whatreallyhappened.com, and you understand they don't have a leash on them.
Right. But, you know, what about John B. Wells? John B. Wells lets it all out, too. I mean, he doesn't play. I think one of the problems, too, is Jones is on too many AM and FM stations now, and he has to deal with their advertising, their sponsors and stuff. I think they might put some control. I think he just wants to be too big too quick.
Well, I've been saying for a while that
I think
Jones wants to cross over. He wants to be corporate media. And I think that's why he went ahead and agreed to do the Megyn Kelly interview, is that he has dreams of shedding his independent, alternative, standing there with a bullhorn image and actually become part of the corporate media. And I certainly wish
him. Do that?
What?
You really think he wants to do that? You really think he wants to do that? I mean, you know, he's the one. It's Alex Jones more than anybody else that brought me into understanding what this government was doing. It was Alex Jones that made me start questioning 9/11 and some of the other matters, and even going back to Oklahoma City and all that. It was listening to people like Jones, and then I started getting into other things on the internet. Remember, I didn't even know what a mouse was up until about 2004, 2005. I didn't even when they talked about a mouse, I was wondering what are they talking about. Okay, so I didn't know about that much. But once I started getting into the net, and once I started getting into listening to people like Alex Jones, that's what turned me on to what was happening. Hey, that's what you know. And I just can't believe he would do that. I mean, you might be right. I hope not. But I really can't believe that he's going to. Does he actually think he's going to keep his audience if he does that? He's going to lose everything. If he tries to, you know, give up what he should start going back to being the Alex Jones of old, grab the bullhorn, stop trying to be friends with the Trump people, and I don't know whether the Trump people aren't putting pressure on him, too, to tone it down. That's my suspicion also. The White House is getting to him. Because,
yes.
You know, I really don't know. But the fact of the matter is, for the most part, he's still pretty good. I mean, he's not campaigning for war against Syria or war against Russia. He does think that the Syrian, that the gas attack was a false flag. However, he seems to think that it's okay for Trump to bomb the Syrian to bomb the Syrian airfield anyway. So,
if Alex Jones is cozying up to the Trump administration, to me, that is another indicator that he sees an opportunity, especially as the existing corporate media is clearly in decline. I think Alex is seeing himself as possibly becoming the new face of the new corporate media. Anyway, Mark, we're going to let you go here. We've got another call we need to get through. We're going to do a quick shout-out now to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining the network. And Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Megan Kelly, Steve Pachenik, Alex Jones. Yeah, I'm very. I followed. I basically studied. I tape recorded on cassettes Alex Jones shows for many years. In fact, I had many with the dates. Well, I met the dates. Alex Jones, who the guests were. Your name was on quite a few of them. I took them all to the dump recently. I had hundreds and hundreds of them. So I know Alex Jones. I've studied him quite a bit. I used to defend him all the time on the internet. When I was on the internet, I used to write like blogs about defending Alex Jones and justifying his positions and his, being compromised, selling out on a lot of different issues. And until I couldn't do it anymore. But Dr. Steve Pachenik's a very interesting guy. Oh, Megyn Kelly, by the way, she is the epitome of a prostitute. I mean,
yes,
she's probably sociopathic, might be a psychopath. She's a terrible, horrible person. But anyway, Dr. Steve Pachenik. Yeah, I think he was associated with the creation of Delta Force. He's associated with the CIA, State Department. He was head of PSYOPs, I think, in the military at some point. I mean, this guy, you know, psychiatrist, medical doctor, goes on and on and on and on and on, his credentials. Yeah, he talks about 9/11 being a false flag inside job and all that. He does dismiss Sandy Hook. He says it didn't happen. He says he was associated still in the intelligence circles when that happened, and he says he knows for a fact that it didn't happen. I don't know. I'm not saying I believe everything Steve Pachenik says either, but I'm very skeptical of Sandy Hook and all these things. But Steve Pachenik made some very interesting observations about his buddy Alex Jones yesterday, and I think it made Alex very uncomfortable. He went down a list. He says, you know, Megyn Kelly does not know what she's up against. For one, Alex, she doesn't realize that you are an expert at PSYOPs. And she does not understand, you know, what your talent of mixing fact and fiction. And see, that's been one of my criticisms of Alex for many years. In order to make things more palatable, whatever, you can justify it any way you want. But he does mix. He knowingly mixes facts with fiction. He does it a lot.
Well, Megyn Kelly got him to admit that on the air, and that's a major disaster. I wish Alex hadn't done that.
Yeah, well, she's come out of it stinking pretty badly as well.
Yeah, the ratings just weren't there, and I think network management is in a panic over her. They don't know what to do. It's $15 million. That's what her contract is worth, and now they don't know what to do with her.
She has no credibility. She'll never have any credibility again. She's proven that she's a liar, you know. So
yep.
She'll do anything she can. She's very ambitious, and she will sell. She'll do anything. I mean, she has no standards, no morals, no ethics as far as journalism, anything like that. So anyway, all right, thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Alex in San Antonio. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was calling because I don't know if you mentioned this yet, but there was these attacks in Syria where one of our F-16s or F-18s maybe brought down an F-18 brought down an Su-22 over the weekend, and Here's what I'm kind of thinking. I'd like to know what you think. Is it possible that there's the desperation within the paramilitary forces that have gone rogue within the Pentagon that are driven by the rogue intelligence personnel? Do you think that they're trying to set Trump up? They're going to say, well, we're going to fight this war with or without your consent, with or without the consent of the American people?
It's certainly a real possibility. I mean, this was flat out a dumb thing to do. The Pentagon is trying to claim that this Sukhoi 22 was a threat to the U.S.-backed rebels who are still, you know, again, enemies of the state of Syria. But the Syrian government, the Russian military and even the Kurds are all saying that the Sukhoi was actually attacking ISIS at the time the U.S. shot it down.
Right, which is why I'm saying they were the intelligence forces were the rogue intelligence forces were under attack, and this is why they had to use perhaps something that would be considered more of a government military equipment in order to handle that.
Well, one of the areas that Russia is very concerned about, as you know, there was this agreement where the Russian forces and the U.S. forces would communicate with each other to keep their planes out of each other's way, and Russia is very upset that the U.S. did not, in fact, notify Russia ahead of time of the coming shoot-down, and so Russia has basically dropped that whole agreement, and they're saying that any U.S. aircraft of any kind that flies west of the Euphrates River will be tracked and targeted. Now, they stopped short of saying we're just going to automatically shoot anything down that you fly over there, but obviously if a U.S. plane flies west of the Euphrates and attacks some of the forces on the ground, then yes, it risks being shot down, and apparently the U.S. is already pulling some of their planes back.
See, that's what that's the thing. That's what kind of sends you this message where it's like, okay, there's forces within the Pentagon that don't want they don't want to participate. They don't want to have any equipment near a place where it could get commandeered by, like I said, rogue agents. And then you have
the, that's not true. They just sent a seventh shipment of machine guns and armored vehicles to the U.S. backed rebels.
Yeah, Mike, but that's all. I mean, I've worked in the distribution industry. I know how it could be very simple to get something from one place, procure it in another place, and then have it sent through by someone else in another way, and have it made to look like, hey, look, these people just sent us this. You know, so I mean, that's more of an optics thing. You know, what I wanted to ask you next was how about this ship over in Japan that got rammed, supposedly?
Yes.
The hole in that ship does not look like it was like that was an accident. You know what I mean? Like that's what I'm trying to say. Like, do you think that perhaps they were using the intelligence forces were using these merchant ships, and they got up, the Navy got in their face, and that's what happened?
I don't agree with you on that one. I think it was a genuine accident. The question is, the USS
How did
Fitzgerald.
That happen, though?
Hang on. Well, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, everybody's like, you know, on that graveyard watch. Obviously, somebody wasn't paying attention on both ships. There should have been lookouts out there, especially for the USS Fitzgerald. It's got sonar. Should have been hearing those screws in the water. The lookout
right.
Should have been out there. Okay, so yeah, something really bad happened. Now, it looks to me like the cargo ship was on autopilot, which a lot of cargo ships are on autopilot for reasons of fuel economy and getting this. But that still doesn't obviate the need for lookouts. But again,
right.
We know the Merchant Marine is a little bit less dedicated and focused than the military Marine. And obviously, at this point, I have to say somebody on the Fitzgerald really, really messed up. I mean, first of all, that this idea of a deliberate ramming, that cargo ship can't turn that fast. The Fitzgerald could outrace it. Somebody just wasn't paying attention.
Okay. Well, your analysis is very plausible. Like I said, okay. it just seems very odd because of the timing and the whole optics of it. But thank you very much, Mike.
Well,
you're having a great show.
Thank you very much. I mean, look how many accidents there are out there. The accidental ramming of the Kursk, the sinking of this Japanese fishing teaching boat here in Hawaii some years ago. Unfortunately, there does seem to be an issue in terms of navigating and guiding some of these U.S. warships, especially submarines. Anyway, we're going to take a break for commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line. We'll be right back after these few words. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Alan in Texas, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Michael, just on the ship, kind of brings back memories of the Pentagon, hey? Because aren't you pretty sure that they've got satellite tracking systems that tracks everywhere those ships go, anything that comes into contact with it, kind of like probably every mosquito and every gnat that gets within a quarter mile of the Pentagon is tracked and traced where it came from, where it goes, and what it did while it was on the Pentagon grounds, I was going to talk about the gentleman before Frank. I can't remember his name. You were talking about Alex Art. Jones and how he think that he might he's becoming the new mainstream and everything. Well, I don't have the way to do it, but I'm pretty sure it was on last Wednesday, like a minute 36, a minute 38, right at 2 or 3 minute time frame. I heard him say, I believe he was probably talking about the shooting in Virginia, of course. And I forgot, I didn't write down exactly what he was talking about, but I heard him say, well, other MSM are talking about it too. Because someone was complaining about something, and he said, well, other MSM are talking about this too. Slip of the tongue, who knows,
There's the giveaway. Okay.
Yeah, and also, I don't discount anyone because, he does get information out, so, I use my own brain to filter out, what's fact and what's folly as much as I can. But you're in Hollywood. When he comes out and says things, I heard him say, "Well, everyone knows that the Saudis basically run Hollywood." I was like, "Yeah, well, okay." From now on, anything he says, I definitely question. So,
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not in Hollywood anymore. I'm in Hawaii.
Well, but you were there. I was there for a long time.
Yes.
Did you see the Saudis in control out there?
No, absolutely not.
Didn't think so. I've got cousins that work out there, and last time I talked with him, he said, man, I'm getting really sick of the Jews out here. He said, man, just their attitudes and the way they treat people is just really pissing me off.
Well, again, I have to come on out and say, yeah, there are some real nasty people out there. Like, well, there was that whole Bagelman scandal over at the Warner Studios. But there are some very wonderful people. And anytime somebody talks to me about the Jews in Hollywood, I go back to thinking about dear friend Renee Valenti, who passed away a short time ago, so I can talk about her now without ending her career. And she was an absolute love. Everybody loved her. And she was kind of my Hollywood mom. And in fact, she was one of the few people who stayed in contact with me after my blacklisting. And, you know, we stayed very, very close friends up until she passed away. And somebody says, Jews this, Jews that. I remember Renee Valenti was a wonderful, wonderful human being. And she did it the right way. She was ethical. She didn't cheat anybody. She was just very, very good at what she did.
Yeah, I understand that perfectly. You know, like I said, we tend to paint things with a broad brush, but I've done the disclaimer. It's like, well, you know, the good Jews know who they are, and they've got to know that, you know, as a majority, you know, their religion has done nefarious things, you know, in the past and is doing them now. You know, we all know that there's good people out there who call themselves Jews, and there's bad people that call themselves Jews. But, you know, I've done that before, and I've had people jump down my throat, you know, well, do we have to give this disclaimer every time? You know, if they're a Jew, they're a Jew. And it's like, you know, and I'm like, no, you know, what is with you? But, you know, I understand the whole process. You know, I understand that there are good people everywhere, you know, in every religion. I mean, there's good Hindus, good Muslims. You know, there's good everyone. It's just, you know, as a general rule, you know, what we see going on in the world, can we make generalizations? Well, we do, you know, because, I mean, you know, what else do you do? You know, as a group, yeah. But, you know, the good ones know who they are.
Yeah, they really do. Another one, Steven Spielberg. Literally invited, he came on out to speak at a graduate-level film class. We got to talking. He invited me up to Universal, introduced me to Jack McMasters, Verna Fields, and was very instrumental in getting my career in special effects started. So again, you have to say, there are good people, there are bad people, and focus on the good ones. Focus on the good ones.
Yeah, I agree, but you can't forget about the bad ones out there either, because that's what they want you to do. So
yeah,
you've got to
watch out.
Stabbing in the back.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we've got two more callers, but I'm going to wait until after we come back from this next break, because we don't really have enough time to go on in there. If Hollywood is kind of a weird experience. Everybody there is either an angel or a shark. There's almost no middle ground, and it's just something that you need to be aware of. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We've got a couple of callers waiting on the line. Before I get to them, though, Fox News is actually running a story pointing out that Robert Mueller is hiring all these Hillary donors and supporters for his staff. And he's going to create a situation where nobody is going to trust him to be fair, impartial, and objective. It is a witch hunt. It's a hatchet job. Meanwhile, over at CNN, after months and months of attacks on President Trump and Russia this and all the rest of that, and he made James Comey feel uncomfortable and constitutes obstruction, apparently CNN ran an online poll, should Donald Trump be investigated for obstruction of justice? Over 70% of the respondents said no. So it's another indicator that the corporate media is no longer able to control what we are thinking, as Mika Brzezinski declared was their job some months ago. All right, let's see. We're going to go to Lenny in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing okay.
Hey, listen, I want to bring up something no one has said pertaining to the two ships that collided. When the story broke last Friday night, according to ABC News, Mirror, whatever his name is, Bill Mirror, the guy who does the national news, said that according to maritime law, the bigger ship the cargo ship has the right of way.
Yes, that's
because
true.
Because in case of emergency, it has a more difficult time maneuvering. So that's, that should answer that question as to who was at fault.
You're absolutely correct. There is an order for right of way on various ships. Sailboats under sail are very much up at the top because they can't always maneuver. But you're right. The cargo ships and the supercarriers, they are the unquestioned boss. You get out of their way. And again, my issue is the USS Fitzgerald is a warship. It's got skin paint radar. It's got sonar. It should have had lookouts. We know that there was a quarter moon overhead. So it's not like it was absolutely dark like when the Titanic happened. So somebody dropped the ball there.
Yeah, so to the former caller, we can move on from that because according to maritime law, the Fitzgerald was at fault. So that's that. The next thing I want to move on to is what you were discussing with the caller about Alex Jones looking to be mainstream. And I am inclined to agree with you simply because I've been studying people like Alex Jones for a long time, and like many of your shows I have recorded, many of his shows I have recorded. Okay, so it's easy for me to go back to the archives and pick up tendencies. And the one tendency I kept picking up is that he always said that he and Matt Drudge were the leaders in alternative media. Matt Drudge has never missed an opportunity to race bait and then hide under the covers after he's done it. That's the first thing. Now, I think you're right. I think that there is an attempt to relabel mainstream media to a friendly form of alternative media, and they want to give it to the likes of Alex Jones and Matt Drudge, and I'm going to throw you a new term in here called alternative propaganda. That is the intent from my perspective, okay?
Well, there's absolutely no question that a lot of the independent media are being acquired or co-opted. Again, we saw this amazing transition over at Breitbart. They're trying to buy it all up, but there's just too much of it out here. And every time they compromise a given independent media outlet, three more rise up to take its place.
Right, right. And that's what I'm saying. Instead of people like me who listen and choose who's getting out the most truth, no matter what the cost, as you quoted the other day, let truth, let justice be done, though the heavens fall. Okay? This is where we are. We're either on the right side or we're on the wrong side. We're either on the side of truth or we're on the side of falsehood. We're on the side of reality or the side of what they call fake news. Okay, mm-hmm. So basically, they are trying to choose for us what they consider. There's nothing they can do about the alternative media, but now they want to guide who they think we should choose as being the alternative media. But I've already made my choice, so that's beside the point when it comes to me. Now, another thing I want to get to, and I know you got a long show, but let me just say this: the shooter. I'm not so sure I'm going to blame it on psychotropic drugs. And I'm going to tell you why. I think it's simple. I think it's simple programming of the wetware. And it only works on the minds of the weak. And you got people like this guy whose default setting is a simple need to be something in life. Okay? You look at look at the TV and you see people like LeBron James making $50 million a year shooting a basketball. People throwing a baseball making money. People like the Kardashians, they're doing nothing. And they feel the need to be somebody, even if it's on the side of infamy. They just feel the need to be somebody. So I think that only on the minds of the weak can you program the wetware to think that you're doing the world good by doing what he did, I'll get to something else later in another call, but that takes me to the so-called assassination of Caesar, and I'm looking at another.
Well, hang on, before you go there, I understand what you're saying. The problem is, looking back at Hodgkinson's life, he doesn't have the pattern of an attention seeker. He lived most of his life just working at his job, working in construction, and he was involved politically, but he doesn't fit the pattern of somebody who just wants everybody's attention on himself. And again, I don't know that prescription antidepressants had anything to do with this, but I think it's a legitimate question to ask if he was on them.
And okay, and I can go with that, but All I'm asking you to do is entertain the thought that, because we got a lot of people out here like this. They just, you know, they want to be important. They want to, it's not fame. They just feel the need to, you know, they feel their worth is of nothing. Because everything we see that is of worth is just false. So all I ask is that you entertain the thought. But in any case, I want to get back to the so-called assassination of Caesar, and all the assassins are black men and white women. That bothers me. Okay.
Wait a minute. Where are you talking about the play that was going on?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, take a look at it. And once again, I think we're being set up as weapon systems against one another. Just think about it.
Well, certainly we're seeing from the left this encouraging of violence as a legitimate form of expression, and it is very, very dangerous. They could start a civil war that way. Again, I'm kind of glad that some people went in to that Shakespeare presentation and just kind of disrupted it. Because I think it was very inappropriate. It's inappropriate for them to have Caesar dressed up as the president and then have the assassination. I think what Kathy Griffin did was very inappropriate. And again, when you have freedom of speech in this country, there's a goes-withness, which is the responsibility to choose carefully what you say or what you do. And not just go on out there with all kinds of nonsense and lies just because you think you have a right to lie. Because you don't. The First Amendment is about protecting the truth, not protecting lies.
Right. Real quick, I ran across a cartoon over the weekend. I don't know if you saw it. It had a reporter, a mainstream media reporter, interviewing a Democrat in the form of a donkey in a suit. And the reporter said to the donkey in the suit, how could the shooter have developed so much hate for Trump and the GOP? Doctor said, I don't know, it's baffling. But in any case, hopefully, you know, someone can see in the cartoon. I'll try and send it to you.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. Lenny, we're going to let you go. We're going to switch over to Ralph in New York City. Ralph, thank you for being so patient. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Mike. How you doing? I want to ask you a question. Under Donald Trump, what would Agenda 21 would be like under? Would the Obama agenda will be applied under Agenda 21 with Trump in office, or it will be totally different?
Well, first of all, Agenda 21 has been delayed. They're already calling it Agenda 30. Again, Agenda 30 is coming out of the United Nations and the globalists. The only question is what politicians can be brought on board that agenda within their own countries. And unfortunately, some of the politicians who have come on board that agenda with all this immigration and other nonsense are now getting the heave-ho by their voters, and I think that's a very healthy sign.
And the impact on real estate in the inner cities, would that also be a loss or a benefit to the property owners in major cities like Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, in the inner city? What would that be like?
It's kind of very, very hard to say. The problem is that anytime there's social upheaval and turmoil, property prices are going to go down. And so I don't think the globalists are going to be able to achieve their vision of a one-world government without a lot of chaos and bloodshed between here and there.
George Soros is part of it too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No question.
So no, because I was saying that Donald Trump is trying to put lower jobs in manufacturing to the suburbs of lower America to get it away from the inner cities. And that's going to be a big hit on developers that have property development in major cities. Is that really true?
Obviously, if people are moving out of the cities, especially places like Chicago with the high violent crime rate, they're returning to the... They're returning to the rural existence. I mean, I'm a farm kid. I prefer living out in the country, in farming country. It's a threat to the plans of the developers. The bankers, the money junkies, they want humans just crowded into these very tight, compact, high-density human ranches called cities because it's easier to make money off of them that way.
And millennials are probably the stupidest generation ever. Because it's all about paying more for less, and they want bigger rooftops and big parties, and they realize that these young kids are living with their mothers and fathers and hedge funds. They're the ones that are going to be affected big time, right, Mike?
Again, it's a very, very complex issue, and we're just going to have to let that unfold. Okay?
Wow. It's amazing. All right, thank you, Mike. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call here. Now then, getting on to the economic news, this is very alarming. Dianne Feinstein has sponsored a Senate bill which will require you, the citizen, to register your cash that is not being kept in a bank. And it basically, if you're found in violation, if you have unregistered cash or Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies or whatever, you can go to jail for 10 years. And its initial implementation is that when you travel, if you have over $10,000, you have to basically reveal it to the security people at the airport. At which point, you run the risk of civil forfeiture, because that much money can be used for financing terrorism or drug dealing. So it's a darned if you do and darned if you don't situation, because if you're traveling with money and you register it because of this new bill, then they can turn around and basically grab it under civil forfeiture. We are living in an age where the government is literally surviving by pillaging its own population. I'm afraid our various authorities, police, TSA, whatever, are behaving very much like Sir Guy of Gisborne's tax collectors, just riding across the countryside and stealing chickens and pigs and farmers' daughters wherever they feel like, because it is totally, totally out of control. Now, as you know, down in Texas, they're getting ready to start a gold depository because Texas is going to create an internal banking system where the accounts are backed by gold. And obviously the Federal Reserve would rather this not happen. The Federal Reserve is still upset about the Bank of North Dakota, where that won't go away. But people are turning away from this fiat debt-based currency. They're coming to understand it's not a monetary system. It is a system of enslavement. Now, as you know, in response to not really much at all, the U.S. has ramped up more sanctions against Russia, and it is causing a huge upset all across the European Union. Germany has issued a stinging rebuke of these new U.S. sanctions, and they're actually threatening economic retaliation against the United States if these new sanctions wind up harming German companies. We could literally see Germany and much of Europe pivot away from the United States and toward Russia. This is another indication of the decline of the American empire. Apparently, new oil pipelines going on in Nord Stream 2, another indicator that Germany will part from U.S. hegemony. A story that came on out from Zero Hedge, stunning footage of America's crumbling infrastructure. And we've seen so many of these articles recently where they're out there showing how our country is literally being allowed to rot away. The crumbling pavements, corroded metal, abandoned buildings. And I was looking at all these pictures of our deteriorated, dilapidated nation. And I flashed back on Obama's "You Didn't Build That." Remember when he came on out and said that? The idea being that the American people didn't really do anything all that useful, that it was all the government-provided infrastructure that made economic activity possible. Well, they did a really swell job, didn't they? So, no, we didn't build that. The government built it, and it's falling apart. It's rotting away. Okay, apparently somebody leaked a memo from George Soros Open Society Foundation, arguing that the Europe refugee crisis should be accepted as the new normal. That's the new normal. Getting robbed, having your daughters raped, properties vandalized. That's the new normal. Just get used to it. That's what he's saying. And then it goes on to say how George Soros views the refugee crisis as new opportunities for his organization to influence immigration policies on a global scale. Now, out in California, one of the George Soros-linked organizations is behind the push to ban detaining illegal immigrants. He's out there with his money and just telling people, we're going to give you funding and you just leave the illegal immigrants alone. I think we ought to take up all these illegal immigrants and dump them on George Soros' home. He's got lots of land. I've looked at it in Google Earth. He's got lots of room. He could take in thousands and thousands of illegal immigrants, and I think we ought to send them up there. We'll be right back after these few words.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. No, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're just getting a breaking story here. Remember that student, Otto Warmbier, was in North Korea, was sentenced to 15 years hard labor for basically he stole a political poster, a little bit of overkill, was released on humanitarian grounds, came back home. Apparently he has passed away in the U.S. hospital. So that's a tragedy. They did not get him back sooner here. Now, we're talking about immigration, and the backlash is definitely starting to build. And apparently, they had this mayor in Italy, and she was awarded the UN Prize for welcoming migrants, and she's been voted out of office, apparently by quite a large margin. And apparently her agenda had been to basically use her town as a gateway to immigrants coming to Europe, and apparently the voters just got sick and tired of it all, because there were all kinds of problems. Now then, the corporate media, they're going wacko over there. Brett Steffens, who's a immigration advocate, actually wrote a column in the New York Times saying that what we should do is deport Americans and bring the migrants in, because they're going to work harder, they're going to have more babies, they're going to be satisfied with less, and that this is the way to save the United States of America, is just get those Americans who expect too much from the country, expect too much from the economy, they want minimum wage. What? Is this the plan? Flood everybody with migrants, drive the people who expect decent standard of living out of the country, or worse? This guy's talking about deliberately turning the United States of America into a third world country, which ultimately they're going to have to do in order to drop those borders. And this is in the New York Times. You know, this isn't the midnight sun over there at your supermarket checkout counter. Meanwhile, as of today, the Brexit talks have begun between Britain and the European Union. Apparently, they're going to stretch this out. They're talking about March 2019 as the deadline for coming to an agreement, which unfortunately gives the Remain people about a little less than 2 years to try and find a way to reverse this. And we're already hearing from Brussels and all these other countries, really, you ought to just give up this Brexit ideal. It's really just kind of nonsense. Now, the History Channel just started their mini-series, if you will. It's America's War on Drugs. It's a four-part series. And according to the trailer, they openly talk about how the CIA was bringing cocaine into this country, bringing opium into this country. This is amazing that the History Channel has the courage to do this. And we know it has been going on. Remember Dark Alliance, Arkansas, the Clintons. They're up to their necks in all of this. We're going to take a break for station identification.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.